you might not be a soccer fan, but soccer is actually considered the most popular sport in the world. Half of the world's population watched some part of last summer's month-long FIFA Men's World Cup in Russia. That's 3.5 billion people. That's a lot of soccer fans. Most of this was people actually watching at home on TV. A tiny fraction was just on digital, so it isn't just the kids on Twitter. It's people sitting in their living rooms watching the World Cup. So as popular as soccer is globally, Georgia soccer fans still stand out for their dedication to the sport. Get this statistic. Atlanta United fan attendance ranks in the top 10 in the world. That's according to the CEIS Football Observatory, which actually crunches data from 51 national leagues in 42 different countries. This is legit number crunching. And the average Atlanta United fan attendance is nearly 52,000 people, which is more than twice Major League Soccer's average match attendance of 22,000. And so for reference, most Americans know National Hockey League, NBA, NFL. 22,000 is on par with the average NHL and NBA game. Just an average Major League Soccer game. So there are a lot of factors behind the popularity of Atlanta United. The team has beautiful marketing. It has a state-of-the-art brand new stadium, a wildly successful team, which certainly brings in fans. That the team brought home the MLS Cup in only its second season. Charismatic players who score lots of beautiful, dramatic goals. We're familiar if we've seen a game. A large part is also played by the team's four official supporters groups, fan podcasts, blogs, countless streams of social media chatter. You really can get lost down a rabbit hole of Atlanta United fandom online. And we have an interview right now with two of these folks here to represent Atlanta United fan culture. Kelly Francis, who co-hosts the Atlanta United fan podcast Unrelegated. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
And Joel Diaz is founding member of the Atlanta United supporters group, The Faction. Welcome, Joel.
Thank you. Excited to be here.
You're both wearing your Atlanta United kits.
Yes.
We are, yes.
He's ready.
He's rocking the beautiful away kit, the King Peach kit, with the gorgeous championship star on top of it.
It's white. This is
yes.
the away kit.
This is the white and peach kit. And then I'm rocking the new striped home kit for the season, also with the amazing
the star.
Championship star.
And what does the star above the crest on the logo mean?
That star represents last year's MLS championship.
And
that,
only
that
teams,
we won.
Right. And only teams that have won the MLS Cup
yes.
are allowed to
have
put this star.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly.
And only the team of the previous season can have a gold star on
Correct.
Their jersey.
So we're looking at having, as for next year, would be a silver star and a gold star for our kids next year. So
yes.
that's what we're looking forward to.
They're like Girl Scout patches.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yes.
We'll get one for each year.
But for championships, for professional sports. So why don't each of you begin by telling me, why did you become soccer fans? Kelly, start with you.
Well, my dad wanted a boy, so that in itself led
this
me...
This isn't the time and place for that kind of
So I ended up watching a lot of sports with my dad growing up. I mean, baseball, football, maybe a little bit of hockey, but most of them were the traditional American sports. Right around the time that I was in high school going into college, I started watching a lot of the La Liga and obviously the World Cup whenever it was on, and sort of got hooked into watching soccer. And it just sort of developed over time. It would be this sport that I just would continuously watch instead of doing work or you know, instead of doing homework or writing papers. And it endlessly became a love. And then Atlanta United came around and got me hooked into MLS. And here I am. People listen to what I have to say. It's kind of crazy.
Podcast,
yeah.
Right. How
yeah.
about you, Joel?
So I am the product of Cuban immigrants. And I was a bad Cuban kid and hated baseball. And so as a child, the first organized sport that I played was soccer, and fell in love with it. When my mom left Cuba with her parents, they went straight to Madrid and took the European way out. And so I grew up watching Spain's national team and being sent uniforms from Real Madrid and the Spanish national team from friends. And so that's how I fell in love with soccer, playing it and then kind of being inculcated into it through the Spanish culture.
So both of you are members of supporters group, which is an official thing. And briefly, why don't you tell me what exactly does a supporters group do if you're a member of one of these groups? And there's four official groups.
Well, I'm a member of Terminus Legion and Footy Mob. And I know, obviously, Joel here is the head honcho, one of the big dogs for the faction. So he runs the tailgates more so, and I just come enjoy and partake in them. So I'm going to let him say on what's done at a tailgate and how that's ran.
But also, you guys do community service. You
there's tailgates, there's community service, there's the TIFOs, which we can get to in a minute if you want, and to kind of explain that to the listeners if they don't know what we're talking about. There's an incredible sense of community built around each of the supporter groups, which is what I love. Although I'm a member of the faction, at the tailgates, I float around to all of the supporter group tailgates because you get to meet people.
Yeah.
I hope I'm not jumping ahead, it's completely different than any other tailgate I have ever experienced compared to any other sporting event I've been to.
You'll have to explain. We'll get to TIFO in 1 second.
We've
just got a couple minutes left. What's the difference between a soccer tailgate and a football tailgate?
Because of the supporter group culture, it's a larger group of people, a larger community of people coming together for a unified cause, which when they announced that Atlanta's team was going to be named United, it got knocked around because we were ripping off, but European and English soccer teams by the name. But it really is a snapshot of Atlanta. Being a kid that was born and raised here in Atlanta all of my life, this is the first time I've come to a sporting event where every segment of Atlanta is represented. And for me, being Latino is super important. But I love how African-American culture has bought into it. Footy Mob is really a big part of that. But just tons of nationalities. I have Turkish friends. I have Armenian friends. I have friends from all over the world. And we come here united to cheer on our team as a city. And that's the beauty of it all.
Absolutely. That's 100%. The best thing about coming to tailgates in general is the fact that, like you said, even if you're in one supporter group, you can literally meander through each and every pocket that's in the Gulch and meet different people of different origins and different walks of life. And you gain this entire family that it just feels like was lacking in my life. I mean, I went to sporting events and I would go to a game and then I would leave.
Yeah.
But the minute you come down and you join a supporter group, or you just even come down to the Gulch and you spend time with the people that are here, you're going to find friends immediately. You're going to find somebody that wants to hand you a beer, that wants to talk shop with you, basically. And then not only that, but I find it absolutely fascinating, because normally when you have other tailgates or in other places, you have the away team coming in, there's a lot of banter back and forth that's normally negative, but anytime we see anybody that's from the away team, we normally just give them a beer and say welcome.
Pretty positive.
Yeah.
Very welcome. In the last less than a minute we have, what is a TIFO? T-I-F as in Frank O.
So a TIFO is a very large piece of fabric that's basically hung right around the national anthem of any game or at the beginning of any match. And it's something that's created by the supporter group, particularly for Atlanta United. It's chose ahead of time which supporter group will do it, but they design it, they come up with the idea, they spend weeks making it, they sew the fabric together, they paint it. It's this amazing community event.
And I tried to look up what the word TIFO means, and I'm actually not sure. Maybe it's Italian. I'm not sure anybody knows what the word means. Needless to say, it's the word that is used, and therefore it is the word. You are listening to a special live broadcast of All Things Considered from the Atlanta United tailgate. It's all about soccer culture. I'd like to thank Kelly and Joel for joining me. Thank you for telling us a little about supporters groups.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.